क्यों नहीं मुक्ता जी, आपने जब गेस्ट की बात की है तो पिछले दिनों हमारे पास हमारे खास मेहमान आए हुए थे और यूएसए से हमारी सिस्टर थरीसा आई हुई थी मिशिगन से, और वहीं पर हमारे भूपेंद्र बेकल, कविता बेकल जी के सुपुत्र पुनीत सबरवाल जी। तो हमने चाहा कि एक यूथ इंडिया का और एक वो यूथ है जो बॉर्न एंड ब्रॉट अप इन यूएस, तो दोनों की आपस में बातचीत, क्योंकि अलग अलग परिवेश हैं, अलग अलग देश हैं, अलग अलग संस्कृतियां हैं, तो क्यों ना आपस की बातचीत के जरिए हम एक दूसरे के साथ जो ये विचार शेयर कर रहे हैं, ये क्या सोचते हैं सोसाइटी के बारे में, ये क्या सोचते हैं समाज के बारे में, और ये क्या सोचते हैं मिशन के बारे में, आइए सुनते हैं इनकी बातचीत के कुछ अंश।
So how has your experience been so far in India?
Well, one thing that's always great about being in India and interacting with people from the mission is this kind of feeling that you have one big family. So today, I had the pleasure of being able to meet with other saints for lunch. So I was invited into the home of a family and introduced to all the family members there. So the youngest member of the family was 2.5 years old. This little baby had just learned to walk and was just learning how to speak and how to verbalize his own thoughts and how to understand the world. So his parents, they were so proud of him. They were prompting him to speak to us, to speak to one thing that he started saying was Simran. They had taught him to recite Simran. So he had memorized Simran. Shyly, he recited, Tuhi Nirankar, Mai Teri Sharana, Manu Bakshlo Ji. And quickly covered his eyes with his hands, you know, and looked very shy. At the moment, I just could not get over it. It was so adorable. It was so sweet. But later I thought about it, how children growing up, when do they start to be cognitive about what those words, about what the words that comprise Simran actually mean? So when do we start to evaluate them? And as youth, when do we really start to critically engage and progress in our own spiritual journeys? How has the influence of your parents impacted your spiritual journey?
Things have been different for me because I don't think my parents ever forced me to follow anything. You know, it was more of an influence for sure, but my dad has always encouraged us to do what we feel like doing. Like, even if my mom will sometimes say that you should definitely go to Sangat because it's an important part of Nirankari mission, mm-hmm. and you should do it. But my dad was always like, let them use their own sensibility so that one day they can understand and do this on their own. I don't know how exactly average youth thinks in the mission, but it's mostly influenced by their parents' decisions.
So do you think what your dad's perspective positively influenced you?
It completely, yeah.
And do you think it brought you closer to the mission?
It brought me closer to the mission because I think that even at 12 when I was given Gyan, mm-hmm. I don't know, years later, that I actually realized that it's the most simplest thing. But obviously a very, very hard fact to understand. When you talk about positive change, what I understand is that, or do you mean a physical change? Do you mean something which is probably benefiting the society in a bigger way?
Yeah, I definitely mean in a broader, more universal sense. So in a day and age when we are threatened with constantly with wars, small and big, so our lives being constantly, if we're aware, constantly wrought with strife, we want an outlet, you know? There's a lot of bad to find in the world.
So how does the Nirankari mission fit in this?
The Nirankari mission fits in this because it's actually attempting to reverse that wave. The first day that I got to India was Manavekta Day, and I had no idea how big the Nirankari mission was. So I went to the Nirankari Museum. After that, there was a blood donation camp. So we went to the grounds. So we went to the grounds, and I had decided that I was going to give blood because so many other people were. I really wanted to participate in this. So I gave blood, and it was a really interesting experience. And I, with, you know, hundreds of thousands of people all around. And then for the next couple weeks, I toured different tailoring and embroidery centers that the mission has set up. So basically what happens with these are women in disadvantaged economic positions are able to take a tailoring embroidery course for a very nominal amount, and then they learn a skill, which benefits them economically in the future. So then I started getting more and more interested in all of the socially empowering practices or activities that the mission participates in.
Did you interact with any youth in the mission? Did you actually see that they were doing something positive and bringing about this change? Or if you would like to talk about what and how we can bring about these changes?
As far as youth is concerned, I know there are youth samagams. In Ludhiana, when I stayed there, there were specific sanghats for youth. They're actually English-speaking sanghats, where the youth would get together. But I guess my perspective on youth comes mostly from being one, or at least feeling that I am. So I guess the question is about navigating the channels in between adults being positive role models and also leaving room for change. And Babaji talks about the youth so much and has so much faith in the youth because he sees them as a medium for change. So what do you feel about that?
I think I got from Nirankari Mission was changing myself and how that can bring about a positive change. So in a way, I think at a very small level, I can say that I feel that even when I'm socially networking or meeting people, I'm more humble in a lot of ways that I feel people my age are not. And at some level, I feel that I get away with most of the things just being Nirankari, because I've been always taught to be humble and respect the other, the way that to see the good in the other person. That's the reason why you touch that person's feet. You're actually looking at Nirankar. You're searching for Nirankar everywhere. And that's what you see in that person as well. So you just somehow respect that individual in a positive way. I mean, I feel that just talking about things, like what mostly happens, is not the way to bring about a positive change. Like, you have to be that change and you have to see that change in society, you know? So once you do that yourself, you will change society in at least that small fraction. So what do you think should be the role of youth in the society? And how can youth actually bring about a positive change?
Youth have their own opinions. They have their own perspectives. They have their own utopia in their own mind. But a lot of times they're disempowered because they have no status to make change, right?
So you believe that youth should have more power to think?
I guess if we're viewing this in terms of power, then yeah. But ultimately,
freedom.
Adults and youth speak a different language, right? And youth are expected to speak the language of their elders. I mean, when you greet another Nirankari, you touch their feet, right? This is about reducing hierarchy. So reducing the hierarchy between adults and youth is actually what the mission is advocating. But in practice, you still have the social construct which recognizes different people's status in society, you know? So youth, having fewer experiences, are made to listen to their elders, which is great, which is for sure great. But when there's no medium for them to express their opinions, then the change that they want to see can't happen.
I mean, I would like to believe at this point that, yeah, I mean, youth is also open to taking opinions from their elders because they come from experience more than anything else. But for sure, I agree with you that they should be given more opportunities and adults should be more open to their ideas. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about hierarchy, you obviously feel that Nirankari Mission is diminishing that line in every possible way.
Yes.
Do you have any opinion on that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that it's happening in each and every context?
Well, the mission itself claims to be dissolving hierarchy, you know, dissolving those points of difference and aiming for spirit, for universality by not recognizing caste, creed, or color, quote unquote. And that's wonderful, right? That's so beautiful and it's been so amazing. And in practice, the mission has done a lot to make that happen. But a very specific thing that I immediately recognized is that gender, and I see posters talking about God, inadvertently uses the pronoun he, God as he. And so many people have never questioned that notion, whatever, due to cultural or social constructs. Fine, so many people all over the world wouldn't blink an eye, talking about God as he. But Nirankar means formless. Nirankar does not mean human. Nirankar means everything, all at the same time. And everything is not one image, is not one personified image of man. When you think about it, universal humanhood, universal personhood, that sounds awkward. Absolutely, it sounds awkward. But we should ask ourselves, why does that sound awkward? Why are we uncomfortable with that terminology? Because we're used to brotherhoods. We're used to mankind. We're not used to words like humankind. You know, maybe my perspective, I don't know if it's youth or from, you know, coming from being born and raised and educated in the United States. Actually, I see the term universal brotherhood as really going in the exact opposite direction of what its intended meaning, its intended essence actually says, right, or actually hopes to say. So the notion of universalism, you know, flattens hierarchy. It says all humans, all people are worthy of respect. And by saying universal brotherhood, we inadvertently, subconsciously or not, are referring only to brothers. And to ask yourself in response to that, if, you know, would we say universal sisterhood? Universal sisterhood does not include men. It doesn't. What do you think about my suggestion?
I think that your suggestion that the essence of missions universal approach should be reflected in missions terminology is definitely great. But I also feel that Nirankari mission is a young mission and it's an evolving process. So I'm sure at some point we will reach that level of understanding. At the same time, Nirankari Mission has given you, as a youth of the Nirankari Mission, the opportunity to express your point of view with this portal, Voice Divine, which I'm sure will be taken positively by everyone who's listening to it.
Thank you.